Welcome to Nevada News. Thanks. On the program today, Marlene Lockhart and I will interview State Senator Mike McGinnis, the Senate Minority Leader. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley, Liz McManaman, and Mendy Elliott. Coming up next on All New Nevada News.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the Senate Minority Leader Mike McGinnis. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
It's been a very interesting week. Here on the program, with the governor, who is happy to work with everybody, but definitely no new taxes. And then you have Senator Horsfood and the speaker on the program talking about we want to get to the middle where we can get everything done. And there's a lot of things that we can come to terms on. It seems like all lightness and love going on. What's really going on, Senator?
I think there's an undercurrent of hysteria going on out there, but I think ultimately we'll all work together and try to get this done. I want to say, too, I feel honored to be in esteemed company with all those gentlemen.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, Speaker Asagiri yesterday was talking about, 70 to 80% everybody agrees on, but there's just these small things like education and health and human services that when we get to the end of the discussion, that's where we'll get all this resolved. What's your thoughts on this?
I think, there is about 70 to 75% that budgets that will be no discussion over, but it's the big stuff that's going to matter, and there are going to be some big discussions, probably some big battles over K through 12, higher education, some of the Medicare, Medicaid stuff, not Medicare, but Medicaid. So, there'll be some heated discussions, I think.
All right. On the Democratic side, it seems like they're really bending over backwards to be nice to the Republicans and to draw them in and to be able to perhaps pull some of you guys over to their side because of the governor's stance on no new taxes. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm thinking that the Senate Republicans are pretty committed to their no new taxes, support the governor stance. We haven't wavered, and I don't expect us to waver through the end of the session.
Okay, but on the other hand, the Democrats are saying that they've looked at the list that Pete Goicoechea has put out, and they're willing to compromise on some of these things if you guys are willing to compromise.
I think they're the compromise with the Assembly Republicans will be too little at the end game. I don't think we're going to see the reforms come far enough to make them change their votes. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And I haven't seen anything that's wavering our Senate Republicans at all.
There's a plan, as you know, to begin a committee of the whole to discuss some of these budget decisions. How do you feel about that approach?
I think it'll be good to bring all of us who are not on finance along to find out exactly what the budget is. And I think we all know it's ugly. As the governor said, we know it's ugly, and we don't want to we don't want to make the cuts we're going to have to make. But I think ultimately there's going to be some tough decisions to make down the line.
The Democrats say that they want to be able to have the committee of the whole, because that way they can personally say to you, oh, well, this is a cut that's going to affect you in your area, and put pressure on you that way.
You know, I don't.
Although they don't say that they're trying to put pressure on, but.
Right. I think we all know that there are cuts to everyone's district. I think maybe in some cases they're unfairly targeting, especially the rural areas, because the minority leaders on both sides are from rural Nevada. So I think in some cases we've been unfairly targeted to try to make us move one way or the other. But there are tough decisions to be made, and everyone's district is going to be hurt.
Do you think, after hearing some of these cuts and then also hearing some of the revenue discussions in Senate Revenue Committee, do you think mining could absorb and contribute more to this situation for the state?
Yeah, I think the audits are going to be taking place with the mining, so I think that will show. I don't think self-audits work with businesses throughout the state. I mean, everyone gets the audits from whether it's Dieter or Department of Taxation. I don't think mining has been doing anything under the table. Perhaps, you know, if you're going to do something with mining, look at their deductions. But, you know, those are deductions that they've been taking for years and years. Maybe they would be willing to look at it, but I'm not sure now with less than 60 days left in the session is the time to try to work all that out.
You know, and one of the things about an audit is that you could end up having to refund money back to the Mining Association.
It's kind of like, be careful
members.
What you ask for, because you may have to give them a check back, just like the IRS.
Would you be willing to look at deductions and a change in the way that those are allowed?
I think maybe there could be an interim study. You know, the deductions that they're taking, and I think the audits will probably uncover some of that if there are some deductions that they shouldn't be taking, or maybe shouldn't be taking as much.
All right, let's take a break. More with Minority Leadup when we come back.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now, and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Owe the IRS or state more than $10,000 in back taxes? Well, you can stop stressing right now. At Blue Tax, our team of tax professionals will remove bank levies and wage garnishments fast. Stop all collection activity immediately. And negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt. You could end up paying way less than you owe. 800-928-8948 for a free consultation. That's 800-928-8948. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. Wow!
There's an easier way inside. inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike McGinnis, the Senate Minority Leader. You know, one of the things that Speaker Asagera said on the program, and repeated, I gave him a chance to walk it back, but he repeated it on the program anyway, which was in terms of the budget discussions, because of the governor's no new taxes position, that the governor is essentially irrelevant in the process of the budget. Do you agree with that?
You know, the governor has set the tone of the legislature with the budget, and I think his relevance is, paramount, because he set the tone and he stayed with that tone. He's kept the same message throughout, so I think he's setting the tone of the session with that budget.
Senator, last session, the legislature solved some of the budget problems with one-time solutions, the federal money that came into the state, taxes that were sunsetted. The combination of that now has contributed to a major hole in funding for this biennium, and in the budget proposal is another set of one-time solutions, borrowing from the school construction funds, the insurance premium scenario. Aren't we just setting ourselves up for yet another disaster 2 years from now? Shouldn't we just be trying to solve today's problems with something concrete instead of pushing it for an even larger problem?
I think the state is going to face some challenges with the budget, probably for maybe a couple more biennia. And so I think, you know, the governor has done some creative financing. I know some people have called it other unpopular terms, but it's creative. And you know, I've gone through several sessions where governors and their staffs have done some creative work. But I think
it's $1 billion with the creative
work. $1 billion. But you know,
but it has a very high price tag in terms of higher interest and those kinds of things. Is that really responsible to try to budget that way?
I think it I would call it realistic more than that, because you know, the businesses in the state have already got $1 billion bill waiting for them from the unemployment insurance. Going back, you're talking about filling the hole with the ERA funds, especially in the university system. They plug the ERA money into their operating budget, and they should have used it for one time, because now they do have a hole, and it's bigger to deep out. Digging out of that hole is tougher now because they use it like that. But you know, those sunsetted taxes that are waiting to be sunset, those are real taxes on real people. I mean, we tripled the government services tax on some vehicles. Payroll taxes would go back up. So that is kind of a tax on hiring people, if you look at that. And so I there's some tough decisions. We're going to have some tougher roads ahead. It's going to be a difficult 2 years.
You know, Speaker Asagera was talking. We asked him about construction defects, PERS, education reform, economic development, and he said, we're ready to talk. He said, we're having these discussions. In the past, we didn't even have the discussions. Are you seeing more cooperation between the Democratic leadership and yourself and the governor's office, more so than perhaps in the past?
I think the more communication, you know, the governor's office, and we do. I meet with the majority leader every week, and we talk.
Every week, not every day?
Well, I mean, formal every week. Okay. I mean, you know, we talk every day in the hall or one of those hallway conversations. But, you know, there is a lot of discussion. You know, John Asagera grew up in Fallon, so I keep reminding him of his roots every now and then. But we do. There are some good discussions going on. I'm not sure.
Are they productive?
I think they are.
What way?
I think, like on the reforms you're talking about, they've come part way. I don't think they've come far enough, but yeah, we are talking.
And will that make a difference in the end with your caucus, do you think?
I think for, you know, really putting the end game together, I think it will. As far as moving my caucus to to support taxes? Probably not.
The speaker said that on Pete Goicoechea's proposed list, he said words on a page hadn't seen much in the way of details. Can you give the details to the speaker?
Well, I think Mr. Goicoechea will give those details. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what Mr. Goicoechea is thinking of, but I'm sure he can provide that to the speaker.
What is the incentive for the Democrats to move further on some of the reforms if in the end it's not going to move your caucus? What would be the incentive for them then to initiate the reforms?
I think probably to move the process along. Those reforms can actually save the states and the counties and cities some money. So, just to make these things move along and make them happen.
One of the things that the speaker said was, he said, great working relationship with the Republicans in the Assembly and the Senate. He said, some of the Republicans are further to the right than I would want, but generally there is some compromise in the middle. Do you feel that way, that there really is compromise?
I think our caucus is made up of people from all spectrums there, but as far as the taxes, we are holding really firm. So we'll just have to compromise on taxes. I would say not so much right now.
What's the difference between working with this governor and Governor Givens?
I think probably a little more communication. The governor has actually been to our caucus. Actually, I think he's visited all caucuses. And so I think just the lines of communication, you feel you can call him up and get an audience if you need it.
Are you optimistic?
I am. And I'm optimistic we're gonna all finally come together. We have to, obviously. But we need to tell the people out there it's a difficult time. And we're going to make some difficult decisions.
What's your work schedule going to be like? Because with the Committee of the Whole meeting and then also all these early morning meetings now, that's going to stretch you guys pretty thin.
Yeah, hopefully we can rely on some of the sleep we got last fall.
That's where we have to leave it. Senate Minority Leader Mike McGinnis, thank you so much for being here. We'll
glad
be right
to be
back
here
on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
We think right now would be a good time for a tax break. A special discount equal to the amount of sales tax on America's finest furniture, including bedroom, living, and dining room. Imagine the tax break on custom orders, too. Plus, we're offering an extra discount for payment in full. Right now, throughout our showroom, find significant savings on the furniture you love. Plus, we'll give you a tax break. Be sure to visit us soon.
Ellis Fine Furniture.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Helen Foley is here with Fess Foley and Warren. We also have Mindy Elliott, partner with Nevada Business Strategies, and Liz McMenamin, vice president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And let's start out with, Speaker Oseguera yesterday said, that there's agreement on 75 to 80% of what the governor has recommended. It's just those small things like education, K through 12, higher ed, and health and human services that we have to scrabble over. You heard what the minority leader said today. Your thoughts, Liz?
Well, I think it's interesting that we could consider 75% of the budget as the small things to agree on that haven't been agreed on yet. So they've got an agreement on, oh, say, what, 10 to 20% of what they're actually going to spend on the other little projects. Now, I'm hoping that there will be some consensus, but I think that we'll see the Republicans hold to the governor's no new taxes. Both caucuses seem to be holding strong, and unless there's some big concessions come forward with the Democrats, I'm not sure we're going to get some movement anytime soon.
Well, we don't expect it anytime soon. Don't we expect it in, like, the last week?
Last week, last hour. First special session, second special session. I think the last week, I think we'll be able to determine where the agreement really lies and lands in that very last week, or probably the last 24 hours, frankly.
Well, Pete Gokchia's list has been the main thing that's been thrust out there on the Republican side, mm-hmm. but no one's even really been talking about redistricting as part of this whole battle.
I've been around the legislature for many sessions and have been here for reapportionment too many times. And once they start doing that, everyone gets very ugly.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're going to have a budget done before they get to reapportionment, or is that going to be all part of the process?
I'm not planning my summer vacation anytime in June.
Or maybe July, August.
It's tough to try to rent a beach house or something non-refundable. I just wouldn't recommend it to anyone involved in this process.
Marlene?
I agree. I think you're seeing a major love fest right now. Not sure how long that's going to last, but at some point they're going to have to get down to actually pushing the button, yay or nay, on these tough issues.
I want to just jump outside of the legislative process just for a quick word. Greenspun Media this morning releasing the news that Shelley Berkley is about to jump into the congressional race. It's going to make a fascinating race, do you not think?
Oh, I believe so, and I don't think there was ever any doubt that she was going to jump into the race. I think it was, people were like, the press was trying to make it sound like, oh, is she or isn't she? But I never had any doubt. I always thought
she was going to. Well, you know, it was interesting because I interviewed her about a year ago and then subsequently, and she seemed very eager. It was like the phone's been ringing off the hook, and, you know, they say that there's only one time in your life that this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm going to take my time to decide. I'm going to go talk to people.
I met with her just a few weeks ago in Washington. She loves what she does, and quite mm-hmm. frankly, I think she does a tremendous job. And over the years, she has really gained an awful lot of power in the House and believes that she could stay there for as long as she wants.
Well, especially in that district.
That's right. She's got a very safe district. And so jumping out and looking at a statewide race puts her at some risk. But I believe that with the new polling, she feels that she's got an excellent chance of winning. And I'm quite pleased about that.
Mindy?
I agree. She's a wonderful woman. I've enjoyed every time I get an opportunity to meet with her. So to see Heller and Berkley, two people that I have a lot of respect for both of them, it's going to be a fascinating race to watch. And Shelley, I don't know if she spent a lot of time up in the North, so it'll be interesting to see how she introduces herself to the North and the reception that she receives. But it's going to be a fascinating race. Two great people that the state have.
And broadcasters are so excited. You want to have the last word on this particular topic?
It's going to be a fun year.
All right. Let's go to an article from David McGrath Schwartz in The Sun. Is the path to taxes through reforms the tactic offer legislation on education, public employee pensions, and construction defect complaints, to name a few, so appealing to Republican lawmakers that they abandon the governor and his cuts-only budget and sign on to raise taxes? Doesn't sound like that's going to happen as of today.
Senator McGinnis didn't offer Democrats much incentive to move further than they already have. I would like to point out that there are many reform bills that are working their way through the legislature, that they are acting on teacher reform, education reform, some of the PEBS programs are taking a huge hit. So things are happening. There's just not a whole lot of discussion about those.
Mindy?
I agree with Marlene. There's a lot of bills that are moving, but But I'm not sure. I agree that the reforms that the Republicans are looking for, they're taking the easy. I mean, they're tough decisions, but it's what's happening right now is kind of the easy opportunities. But the real reforms of 288 and some of the statutes that they really want to see opened up, until something like that happens, I don't see the Republicans moving. I agree with Marlene.
How do you see it, Helen?
Hunker down.
Well, I think it's a bit concerning that if the Democrats decided that they would move on some of these, to still have the minority leader say, but in the end, we aren't going to budge on taxes. It has to be a compromise all the way around. Everyone needs to work together to try to find some solutions for this state that aren't going to bankrupt our education system.
But don't you also think that at this point, nobody on the Republican side can afford to break with the governor? But that doesn't mean to say that there isn't going to be a different story at the end.
It would be tremendously difficult, and anyone who has even mentioned that has gotten slapped down very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And term limits plays into this as well, doesn't it?
Oh, term limits is a tremendous play in this one, because right now we're seeing leadership is the ones with seniority. But I'm seeing a lot of freshmen out there wanting to get their hands in on the Senate side. I'm seeing some real active Republicans, same with the Democrats on the Senate side. So this is going to be interesting. They have a lot less to lose, and a lot of them are probably, I'll say on the Democrat side, maybe a little more willing to compromise than they have been in the past. Those mm-hmm. entrenched Democrats that are there with no way they're giving up on the teachers union, or that, you know, they're not going to make any changes. So it should be interesting to see how many will be willing to step forward on both sides of the.
And that's where we have to leave it, ladies. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers.
We can't promise that it will get you a raise, help the kids get along, or make you look thinner. But Stay Master Carpet does last up to 50% longer and stay up to 30% cleaner than other carpets, adding more comfort and style than ever to your home.
Now at Giant Carpet One Floor and Home, look for special offers on the carpet that lasts up to 50% longer than other carpets and save more time and money at Giant Carpet One, the one store for your perfect floor.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store than any other store. Now through Monday, our tax relief event gives you three big ways to save. Get a discount equal to double your sales tax, or pay no interest for up to three full years, or get a discount equal to your sales tax plus 1 year no interest financing. The time to get more without paying more is now. But this event won't last long. Hurry in for three big ways to save at Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
When accidents happen, where can you turn? Galloway & Jensen, one of Reno's finest personal injury law firms. Bob and Graham have over 50 years' experience defending folks just like you. They know how insurance companies defend claims. They know how they'll evaluate your injury. And they know when to take them to court.
Why go it alone against the insurance companies?
Call us today. We'll fight for you.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
I'm Harry Fonestock with Western Turf and Hardscape.
And I'm Joanne Fonestock, and I work there too.
I know. Let's talk remote deposit.
Well, it saves me a lot of time. I can spend more time at the office with just schlepping the...
It saves us a great whole bunch of time.
So you're really happy at Heritage?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's not how big your bank is.
It's how big you are with your bank.
Uh-huh. That's
yep.
right.
Uh-huh.
It's perfect.
I know.
Among the guests next week, Senators Sheila Leslie and James Settlemyer, and Heidi Gansett, Chief of Staff.